Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
This cast is part of the Geek Media. www.thegeekmedia.com.
Hi, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast. Brought to you, actually it's episode 45, brought to you the week of November 26, 2007. And Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the exact same thing, dadgummit. I'm your host, my name's James, and I am joined by a very special guest host today. Started off as a fan, became a super fan, and is now a co-host, a guest host on Nobody's Listening. Her name is Lauren. Say hi, Lauren.
Hey, hey.
Now, do you go by Lauren or Lauren Mac or Lauren dadgummit?
I kind of like Lauren, but if you want to use my whole name, you can.
Okay.
Does anyone call you Jimmy?
No, God, no. I kill people that do that. I don't mean to, but I just find myself hating them. There's no way to shorten James. That's why. James is a one-syllable name. There's no good reason to shorten it unless you're just trying to torture the person with the name. But anyway, today's episode is sponsored by Monkey in the Middle Podcast. It's a podcast about children's ministry with fun stories for kids, kid interviews, great tips for children's workers, and you can check that out at heymonkey.blogspot.com or check out Monkey in the Middle on iTunes. You too can sponsor a show for only $5. You'll be named as a sponsor. You'll be given read. You can have a very special guest message read, and you can have a button sent in the mail if you want one of our our amazing Nobody's Listening buttons that are
I updated. Have one.
Yeah, you probably have a couple by now. But anyway, if you're interested in that, check it out online at nlcast.com and click the Sponsor Us link. So, Lauren, how are you feeling today? What's going on in your world?
I'm pretty good today. I only had one class, so I am very good, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay. What? So you're a full-time student?
Yeah, that's fun.
Oh, man. I was one of those once for a little while. You know, it's funny because you feel like you're freer than you were in high school until you skip a couple classes, and then you realize, dude, I am screwed.
Oh, I know. Right now, it's pretty harsh with finals coming up. I have so many things that I should be doing right now, but I'm here with you.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, I'm glad that you've sacrificed yourself to your time, rather, to give us a little bit of time. Before we get too far into it, though, let's go ahead and start our weekly update.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my
It was the week after Thanksgiving. It's the week after Thanksgiving, and I'm tired. How about you? What did you guys do for Thanksgiving in your world?
I went over to my grandma's and had a lot of chocolate pie, I'm not going to lie.
Chocolate pie?
It was ridiculous, the amount of chocolate pie I had. I think I had something like 7 slices.
Is that good? I mean, is chocolate pie good? I've never had it.
It's kind of like a chocolate mousse or pudding in like a pie crust form with a lot of whipped cream on top.
Okay, because we had pie. We had pumpkin pie and we had peanut butter pie. Have you ever had that?
Yeah, actually.
That's good stuff. My grandma used to make that and then she died and she took the recipe with her, so we had to dig her up CSI style. She had it tattooed on her shoulder. That's a lie. It is. Anyway, my weekly update. I locked my stinking keys in the truck. Sunday afternoon. Again, I don't do stuff like that because I am not stupid. Apparently, I am, though, because... But it didn't happen normally. It happened... I was taking my daughter out of the car seat, and we're all having this gushy, mushy moment, you know, because she's like, I love you, Daddy, because she loves riding in the truck with me. And I hug her, and she gives me a kiss, and then I put her out on the seat, or flip her over me and put her out on the driver's side, tell her to go up to the house, and then I get out and slam the door, and there's those stupid keys sitting right there in the seat. And that's the way that always is. Those keys are mocking you through the glass, looking at you, and I knew I'd locked the door. Everything was wrong. I just, you know, asking myself, how could this ever happen? Well, anyway, I forgot about it, though. That's how stupid I am. To make things even stupider, is I forgot that I had done that. I went in the house, and we had a great Sunday evening, and then today, this morning, I wake up. I'm supposed to take my daughter to this toddler time thing. She's 3 years old now, you know, and she's looking forward to going with Daddy to this little thing at the old library. I go to get in the
date.
Yeah. We go to get in the car, and you know what? The car's locked. He's still right where I left him. And mommy,
oh my God.
Mommy's gone. Mommy's at a stinking, you know, I don't know what she's thinking, getting these prenatal checkups, being a responsible mom. But she was gone, and so I had to stinking break my little girl's heart and tell her we weren't going. So I started looking for the keys, but I realized, you know, for this little girl, she doesn't care that I'm looking for the keys. That doesn't mean anything to her. What means something to her? She's
crying.
Not,
Daddy, no, why are we going?
No, it wasn't like that. But to her, she was just like being ignored by me, and I realized that. So we sat down, and I cracked open all these old toys that I still have in a box, and we went through them, and we played monkeys in a barrel, and she cheated. Well, we just had our own quality time on the floor, and she didn't notice. She had a blast. So, you know, not real funny, actually just kind of morbid and sad. Just be glad. Everybody repeat after me. I'm glad James is not my daddy. That's all you
I'm
have to say.
I'm glad James is not my daddy.
That's right, because you would grow up a sick, twisted freak. That's for sure. So anyway, what's up with your weekly update other than chocolate pie?
Well, usually it was time to get my eyebrows done. I was looking like a Yeti, I'm not going to lie. And, well, I usually, like, go and get them professionally done. But okay. I was like, Mom, I need to go get this done. Can I have some money? And she's like, well, that's pretty expensive. Why don't we just go to Walmart and, you know, do it ourselves? And uh-huh. I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. So we go and we come back. And it was like, you were usually supposed to, like, heat up the wax uh-huh. and all that stuff. No, it was like a strip of wax. And you're just supposed to put it on your eyebrow and pull. And my mom is like, hold still. And she slaps it on my eyebrow, and she rips it off, and nothing comes off. So she, like, puts two of them together and, like, jury-rigs them somehow. And she sticks it on my eye, and she, like, rips it off, and she's like, open your eye. And I can't.
Oh, why?
My mother glued my eyelid shut. It was great. It took us like 10 minutes of like scalding hot water on my face to get it undone.
I had my eyebrows waxed one time. Does that make me less of a man?
Yes.
Oh, crap. I've already said it, and I can't take it back. Where's my flashy thingy from Men in Black? But no, my sister Leanne's a I almost said something else, but she's a hairdresser. She's been to school for it, the whole nine yards, and so one day she, you know, I have these giant eyebrows that, in my sister's words, just don't quit. And they not only want to get to know each other, they want to get to know my sideburns as well. And so she took mercy on me and slathered me down with this stuff. And I'm telling you what, it'll make your voice change back to before you were 12. It's terrible.
So. The first time I had it done, I wasn't, like, it didn't even bother me. I must have been really scared because the woman was like, just calm down, sweetie, it's okay. And I was like, I'm fine, what are you talking about?
Dude, I cried. I mean, yeah, not like literally cried, but tears just stream out of your eyes. You can't even stop it. The pain is so terrible.
They spend like 20 minutes poking at your eye first.
I just don't know why we don't permanently get them removed, you know? I just don't know. But anyway, that was our weekly update. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Throw me a bone. I'm sick and tired of being alone. When will this pain be over? I've been picking these four-leaf clovers, and my pockets are getting full. And now it seems like every day is more weight on my depression. God, I'm ready to learn a lesson. So show me the way to the heart of the...
It's the featured story.
It's featured story time. Before we get there, I want to just give a shout out to everybody in the chat room. All of you 133 lurkers, you need to, you've been given a shout out. So you need to check out NLcast.com and visit there. I see Salothius. I see Dalcon, Famous J, Johnny, Jimmy Crackle. He crack corn. Ooh. And I don't give a crap. Marbles 2x2, SOG Holy Fire 23's on there. And our favorite, White Mage Jack. So, excellente.
There's new people.
Yeah, yeah. Where is Lauren? That's what I need to know.
I'm over here. I'm invisible today. I'm cooler than all of you.
You're slacking off. You're supposed to be the number one fan, and you've missed a show. I don't understand. I don't know how you can rationalize that. But it is featured story time, and that means, Lauren, it's your go. So, what do you got for us today? No pressure.
Okay, so, well, when I was in high school still, which was
when'd you graduate?
Ago, last year, actually.
So, class of what? Do the math.
2007.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh.
I was 1991, just FYI.
Wow.
Yeah, raising heck and having fun. We're the class of 91, except we didn't say heck.
Ours is worse. Are you ready for this? This is what it was. It was,
you better censor
it. What? 07, that was it. That was what it was.
Well, we always wondered what you guys were going to do. We seriously did, because, you know, the millennium was around the corner and all this kind of stuff. And we're just like, what are these poor kids going to do? Because you guys were babies back then. I remember when they announced that you guys were being born. And and we're like, you know, what are they going to say? 01? And that just sounded so weird. Or 2001? Because we said 1990, blah, blah, blah. And so now the question is, when do we start that again? Is there ever going to be a time where they do, you know, the full thing, 2021 or 2000.
That's even awkward.
Yeah, I
20
don't know.
Anything.
I don't know. Anyway, so you were in high school. My bad.
Yeah. So I was my junior year, I think. And I had this math teacher. She wasn't exactly like the nicest math teacher in the world, because not many of them are.
Uh-huh.
And I'll go ahead and say that she was pretty large, because that's essential to the story. And
that helps with the student to teacher ratio. If you have large teachers, you can't fit that many kids in there. And so that helps bring the numbers down. It's a better learning environment. You can always have access to the teacher. You don't even have to raise your hand. You just reach your hand out. You can teach them. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So she would basically fill up the entire board with notes, and she would just basically read
That's
your homework.
That's not where I thought you were going with that.
No.
She'd fill up the entire board with her butt. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Almost. Well, she was like, when she was writing things, her arm fat would like be in the way of what she was writing.
Gosh.
So you couldn't really see what was going on.
So you'd have to get it down real quick between the jiggles. Yeah.
So when she'd get near the bottom of the board, she would have to like bend over. And one day, I used to sit on the far corner, right in the very front, so I could kind of see around and in front of her. It didn't really matter for me. So I saw this happen before anybody else did. She wrote something on the very bottom of the board, and she went to turn around to say something to all of us.
Uh-huh.
But as she did this, her fat lady stretch pants wiped off what she had just like written. And I saw this happening, and as she's talking to everyone, I'm like, oh God, here it comes. She turns back around to write something else, and I just saw the whole class just be like, oh crap. And she looks down at the board and she turns back around again. She's like, who erased the board?
I knew it. I knew she was going to blame somebody. That is insane.
I don't even really know if she realized it. And she's all mad and all of us are just sitting there laughing. And I'm out in the corner just red-faced, dying. So she goes to, like, march up my aisle, like, just kind of, like, stomping and the ground is shaking. And it was just,
These wide aisles. It was terrible.
And she's like, and as she goes up the aisle, she to make it worse, she hooks her foot on my desk and, like, trips and spins around. And I'm just dying because if this woman fell down, I would have had to have left the room laughing so hard. And she goes to blame me. She's like, did you just trip me? And I'm like, no, it wasn't me. I swear. And everyone's just dying and cracking up. And it was terrible. The most terrifying moment of my life. I thought she was going to eat me. I failed your class, though. That's what I got for it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dang. Now, so how many aisles were in her classroom? Like three?
Because
you mentioned she walked down them and she was lumbering and enough to be able to get through. And then I also wondered, when she did walk down the aisle, were you able to read the notes she had written off of her left hip? That's what I'm
wondering. It was like a straight line across her butt.
It was
like red too to make it worse. It was terrible.
Oh man. She was writing in red chalk. I mean, is
yeah.
It, wow.
No, it was like white eraser marker board thing.
Oh, okay. Gosh,
our school's high tech.
Yeah, no joke. That shows my age because I didn't when you said chalkboard, I immediately went to like second grade.
Did I say chalkboard?
I don't think you did. But that's where I went to because of the drasticness of the age groups. But anyway, oh my goodness, I had a great teacher. She was my junior year, I think. She was math teacher, and she was really nice. But she would call everybody love, and I've never liked that. What do you want, love? And I have a waitress that does that. One of my pastor friends takes me to this diner, and it's all these sisters that have this old school diner place, and they love it because food's good. But they call everybody hun and sweetie, and they touch you on your shoulder, and I can't stand that at all because it's like, you know, first of all, you're 90, and but not really. If she was 90, it would be okay because it'd be like a grandmotherly thing. But when you're in that magical age between 40 and 60, you're still like, you know, like you could possibly be creeping me out. And but no, this old lady, she was just like she was the one I fell asleep in her class, and she was so gracious to me. I fell asleep in class, but I woke up and the class had changed around me. I had slept through two bells and a warning bell.
Oh, yeah. Did you talk about this?
Yeah, I think I did. And I woke up and I tried to fake it off like I belonged in that class. But she was so down that she knew I wasn't supposed to be in there. But she was like, sweet, you know, love, are you supposed to be in this class? And I'm like, I look around like it's the first time I realized it. I don't know. And I was just happy the spit had dried off my face, you know, so nobody was looking at me at that particular moment. And I sauntered on out. And then walk the halls all scared.
I have a spit on the desk story.
Well,
Go for it.
Spit on the desk stories can never be bad.
I was taking like psychology, I think my senior year, and we were watching some video on some crazy psycho topic, and I had fallen flat asleep on my desk. And when I woke up, it wasn't like just like a little dribble or like a small puddle. It was like a lake of spit on the desk. And I got up and I like wiped my face and I was like, oh man, I drooled a lot. And I looked down and it was like, oh my Lord, thank God it is dark. And I didn't know what to do. I was so embarrassed. I just like took my jacket and like wiped it up. I had no choice. And then I came home and I'm like, Mom, you need to wash this. And she's like, why? And I'm like, don't ask. Don't worry about it. Just do it, please.
So gross. I hate the tricks that are played on yourself. You know, in high school, you don't really have bullies anymore. I mean, some people are still into that. That's mostly a middle school and elementary school thing. But you are your own worst enemy in high school. It's terrible. It's terrifying. All right. Well, that was our feature story. Thanks, Lauren. That was awesome. We are now going to take a few live calls. So if you'd like to call in, the phone number is 298-0823, 816-298-0823. If you have a high school story or a comment, call that in now, and we will take those.
What about radio requests? Can we do that?
No. I don't play much music on the show, unfortunately. So everybody in the chat room, if you'd like to call in, 816-298-0823 is the number. Hello? Who's calling?
Hey, James. This is Chilotha.
Oh, hey, Chilotha. How do you say your name again?
Chilotha.
Chilotha. Well, mute your sound there on your computer so we can talk to you in real time.
Okay.
All right. So what's going on?
Turn that sticker off. Yeah.
So what do you got for me today, dude?
Well, thank you for sending me a button if it didn't arrive, and for mod. Yeah, and well, I think I have a high school story. Okay. Not really, but it's just something you're not supposed to do in school. But yeah, it's ended 6 weeks last week, and nobody had anything to do. And I'm sure someone knows what emulators are. Someone brought one. Well, we all got them set up on the network, and we spent all day playing Mario Party.
Awesome.
It was the greatest day of school I've ever had. It will be a high school memory forever.
Awesome. And this was the end of the 6 weeks, huh?
Yeah.
What grade are you in?
10th.
10th grade. I remember 10th grade.
Oh, 10th grade.
It was the year before I grew. I was still a little boy in 10th grade. I came back in 11th grade, and I was taller than all the bullies. It was awesome.
Are you lying?
No, I am not lying a bit. Not lying a bit. I was also, 11th grade was the year that I designed and built the 11th grade homecoming float. And I starred in a production. It was just a wonderful, magical year. But in 10th grade, I think I got dumped by a majorette, and that was not cool.
Oh, that's harsh.
Well, it was really harsh. Is I thought I was doing really good with a majorette as a girlfriend, but then everybody was secretly calling her a horse behind my back.
A horse, uh-huh.
I didn't know you could have an unhot majorette. Yeah.
I don't think they're cool at all, because when I was still in high school, we made fun of them too. But all of ours were like fat and uncoordinated, so it was okay.
All right, Salothius, we'll see you later, man. Thanks for calling in, and I'm glad you guys had Mario Party with an emulator. It's crazy. I didn't know they allowed those in school anymore. I thought that was banned as part of the...
it is.
I thought that was banned as part of the home...
You're not telling anyone.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, too late. You're busted. You're sorry. Stalkers! All right. We'll see you later, bud. Bye. All right. All right. Anybody else want to call in? Now's the time. Hi, you're on Nobody's Listening. Who's calling?
It's me, Dalkin.
Hey, Dalkin. You heard me talking trash about you, huh?
Yeah.
You constantly barrage me with questions, and I can't possibly answer them.
Everyone else is mod. Why can't I be?
Because you're the misbehavior. You're the one that we have mods for. They're moderating you, Mr. Dalkin.
No,
I am.
They're not.
And plus, our guest host told me not to make you a mod. How's that make you feel right now?
Oh.
Why don't you mute your computer sound while you're talking to me?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, it makes you late on all your responses.
Just a sec. There.
All right.
That should be it.
Yeah, so how does that make you feel that my guest host doesn't want you to be a mod? That's really the reason.
I'm speechless.
Lauren says it gives you a hard time. Do you have any comments or stories about high school? For some reason, I don't think you've been there yet.
No.
Yeah. What grade are you in, bud?
I'm in eighth grade.
That's what I figured. That's okay.
What grade is he in?
He's in eighth grade. Lauren can't hear you, so I'm having to convey messages.
Baby.
He's not a baby, dadgummit. I'm going to hang up on you now, Lauren.
No.
We were men when we were in eighth grade. I'm sticking up for you this time, Dalcon. She's saying you're a baby. I say you're not. I say you're a young man.
I say I'm in college, and it doesn't matter.
And eighth grade. Goodness, what was going on in eighth grade? It's the. Do you go in and when? Okay, in your world, Dalcon, do you go into high school in ninth grade?
Yes.
Okay, they're changing that. They're changing things. They're making changes here in Kansas City anyway, and they're jacking up high school for all of us. So I don't know.
What are they doing?
I can't remember. It's something to do with, like, there's no middle school anymore. Like, you'll just be in elementary school all the way up to eighth grade or ninth grade. And then they're going to talk about having a ninth grade center. And then they're,
what?
You know, yeah, it's just really weird.
They're making kids pick majors and minors soon at our high school.
I don't understand it. Well, anyway, thanks, Dalcon. Be good on the forums. Otherwise, everybody else but you who is a mod today will kick you. So take it easy, bud.
All right.
Bye. Next time, mute your sound when I tell you to, dadgummit.
You get tired of telling people to do that.
Well, I should mention it. I should mention it before the
I
show.
Mention it. I'm always like, he's not paying attention. Mute your sound.
Mute
do
your stinking
with
sound.
Your life.
Well, because people wait to hear it, you know, in their sound box or whatever, their stick cam. So
yeah.
Anyway, those were our live call-ins. We do have a few other things to do. What could it be?
Up next, news, E, and V-mail.
All right, time for news, E, and V-mail. As far as news goes, our 50th episode is coming up soon. Woohoo! It's going to be right there at the end of next month sometime. We're having our first real contest as a result. You can check out more details at nlcast.com and click on contests under the categories, or just scroll down. It should be up there. But our first real contest is entitled Win a Free Nobody. It's sponsored by drawyourpicture.com, which is secretly just me behind the scenes, behind the curtain. and if and you're interested in what a nobody is, yeah, check out drawyouapicture.com, and you can get a free customized nobody by simply finding your favorite clip from a past show. Use an audio editor like Audition, and I have a link to that on the webpage, and crop out just that part of the audio and send it to me to my email at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. And the contest, of course, is limited to continental U.S. and Canadian residents only. So basically, America's hat and Canada's pants. That's the only two people that can participate. Okay, that's the contest. You can find out more information on that. I won't waste your time on the podcast. But check that out at nlcast.com. And I have some specifics, like I'm going to need your name and email and your address in case you win. I'm not doing anything with that information, so don't trip. But stalkers. But we'd love to give back. We basically want to get a little love from you guys and give a little in return. So we're going to be giving away one free nobody character, and that is a $65 value. So it's worth it. Yeah. Or you could just call in and leave a message. And make sure you mention that it's for the 50th anniversary show, and we will get it on there. What I'd love is for there to be 50 stories and 50 comments. How awesome would that be? It would be a three-hour show. But I'm going to try to do it. I'm going to try to do it and still get it within an hour.
What about the top five poll on the forums? That's important.
Oh, that's right. We do have a – thank you. We do have a top five favorite episodes – forum post, and it's a poll that we're trying to do. We want to find out what our listeners think and feel are the favorite five episodes. So you can get on our website, nlcast.com/forum, and get yourself a little account and go down to show stuff or show talk. And
show stuff.
Yeah. Or you can look for the post on nlcast.com. I have a link to it there. But you can go in there and vote for your five favorite episodes. I have every single one there, and every week I'll update with the new one in case you change your mind. And just FYI, you can change your votes anytime between now and the end of December. So get in there and vote for your top five, and then that way we'll actually be able to pull out the top 10. My goal is to get 10 episodes out of it. So right now, the top episode of all time is Ugly Becky.
I want the book to win. Why isn't the book winning?
Why do you want the book to win?
Because that recap song was amazing.
Okay. All right. See, everybody's got their reasons. I always think it's got to be the story, but it doesn't have to be the story.
That story was great, which was why the recap song was
well,
so good.
I think Ugly Becky is rocking the house because my theory, anyway, is that David totally lost it when he found out I dated a girl from Old Town after he had just talked about how they were all cattle. And then I talked about dating one of them, and he freaked out. He used a baby voice and everything. It was amazing. But I just want to direct you guys to a podcast called Girls Night In Podcast. And it's at girlsnightinpodcast.com. And check that out. I'm going to try to get a promo, but in case I don't have one, I'd just like you to go check it out. You can check it out on iTunes at Girls Night In Podcast. Just type in Girls Night In. Or visit Girls Night In Podcast. We're going to try to get them on as guest hosts here next year. But check that out. It's a bunch of geek girls that are doing geek girl stuff, girl gamers and fans and things like that, stories and stuff. Sci-fi and geek stuff. So if you're a girl and you're into that, go check them out. We do have a few emails, and I'd like your help, Lauren, in reading some of these. I'll start with the first one. This is from Katie, a.k.a. Indigo Kitsune.
Wait a minute.
From the forums. What?
She has two screen names on the forums.
Really?
Yeah, that is confusing. I thought she was two people.
Oh, wow. No, she's one and the same. Here we go. Dear James and guest, about 3 days ago, my mom told me I was going to be sharing my room with Grandma. This is a Thanksgiving story, apparently. So I pulled out my trundle bed and moved stuff around so it'd be easier for me and Grandma to use the same room. So you made room for the colostomy bags, I suppose, that we're going to pile up in the corner. Fast forward to November 20th. Mom decided Grandma is going to sleep in my brother's room. Ew. That's like a bad movie right there.
Yeah, I don't feel about that.
Maybe he's a little tiny brother. But anyway, so she put the trundle bed away. And my other question is, were you going to make Grandma sleep on the trundle? A trundle bed is one that fits underneath a real bed. And it's about as comfortable as sleeping on a trundle would be.
Oh, okay.
It's not comfortable at all. I don't know what a trundle feels like, what a real trundle is. But I don't know. But anyway, she put everything else the way it was before. Then this morning, the morning of this email before Thanksgiving, her mom redecides that me and Grandma would be sharing a room. So I had to redo everything between my morning job and my night job. So thankfully, it took me less time the second time because I had it memorized and I knew what I was doing. Apparently, she has special powers, not unlike that black chick in Hero. She has muscle memory, and she saw herself do it the first time, and she just casually reconfigured the room. Not necessarily a funny story, just a really annoying one, and I feel for you. We wanted to give you a voice, Katie. That's annoying stuff when people make you redo done work.
Why is Grandma going to sleep on the not comfortable bed? That's what I'm concerned about.
My question is, why is your grandma still alive? All my grandparents are dead.
Grandma's alive.
My wife's side of the family, all their grandparents are alive. And you know why? It's because they had children very young.
And they drink milk?
That I don't know. But my grandmother was an ugly woman. And took her a while to get married. And so by the time we were coming around, it was time for her to die. And so anyway, my mom, not so ugly. She was a majorette, actually. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So she started. But the thing is, Vietnam got in the way there. And so my father. Yeah, my father went away and came back. And so they were married like 10 years before they had me. And so everybody in my family is like really, really old. And then Jen and I, we waited 8 years after we got married to have kids. So, I don't think my children will know great-grandparents or anything like that.
I've known great-great-parents.
See, Jen has too. She's got all these five generations of people. I mean, people in hibernation and cyber sleep and all this stuff. It's weird. It's kind of eerie to go to her
house. I have great aunts and all this stuff.
Really? I have great spiders. They're crawling into my house all
mother
over the
spider.
Place. Mother, great mother spider. All right, read from Tracy here. See what Tracy has to say. And quick
says, hey, what?
I'm just picking
what
on
happened?
You. Because you're on a webcam, whenever you smack your lips, it sounds like somebody hit you with a baseball bat.
I'm doing that?
No. No, I made it up.
Oh, okay.
Do it again so you can hear it later. Do one right now.
No. That's okay.
All right, sorry. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay. Tracy, it says, "Hey, James, and not Lauren. I've been listening for a while and have written in a couple of times. Sadly, I still can't come up with a funny story to tell."
Neither can I. Don't worry about it, Tracy.
"But I wanted to let you know that I gave a shout-out to Nobody's Listening this week on my own podcast, Squeecast, Fangirls Unite.
At squeecast.blogspot.com. Yeah. Check it out today."
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
"No, this isn't my lame attempt to get you to mention Squeecast and Nobody's Listening.
But I check out Squeecast anyway at squeecast.blogspot.com. No, this is not my lame attempt at getting you to mention my show. So don't at squeecast.blogspot.com. Anyway.
I just like to let people know when I give them props, especially since Nobody's Listening was one of about three podcasts that truly inspired me to start producing my own. So if you have a chance, I hope you'll give episode 6 a listen. Thanks for giving us a great podcast. Tracy, the librarian from Oregon."
Awesome.
Oregon?
Uh-oh. It's a conundrum. Is it Oregon? Is it tarragon? A spice? Is it Oregon? Is it Oregon? We don't know. Is it Oregon?
What would you have said if you still lived in Florida?
Oregon,
yeah.
Yeah. "Guten Tag, James and Lord Mac, ill, debonair, plain old Mac. Here's a news story. If I'm sending too many, please tell me. My unfortunately blind grandmother also has some hearing problems. So once, apparently she's more blind than deaf. So you'd mention it the other way around if it was. But once my mom asked her, 'Would you like some more?' And you always yell at old people. Man, I had a great grandma on my step-grandpa's side. Boy, my family's complicated. And they would yell at her. And they would ask her stuff like that. And I thought, and me and my sister both would feel so sorry for her because we thought everybody was screaming at her. Like they were mad. It's like, why don't you ask her nicely once before you yell at her? Because they'd start off yelling. They'd just be like, 'Do you want more toast, Grandma?' And she'd be like, 'Yes.' And we're like, 'God, she's so intimidated by the toast question, you know.' But we found out later it was because she couldn't hear. So anyway, 'Would you like some more?' In reference to coffee, my grandma thought she said, 'There's a squirrel at the door.'"
What?
I wish we'd been able to have this one called in because live even, because I would want to know, well, what was grandma's response to that? You know, would you like some more? And grandma hears there's a squirrel at the door. And I just want to know what she said. You know, it's like, well, let him in. Just as long as I get some more coffee, I don't care. Anyway, he says, "No joke. I must have inherited that because yesterday at church, when the pastor was saying, 'Let us live by his gospel,' I was almost positive I heard him say, 'Let us live by his nostril.' Hope you liked it." I think you made that up. That was from White Mage. If you decide to reply to this email, do it to me through the forums. Yak.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's on the forums apparently. But I would have called him a bald-faced liar for that second part. But when I was a kid, I thought there was a song called Jehovah Jireh Careth for Me. And I thought it was Jehovah Jireh's carrot for me. And I imagined this giant glowing carrot that was from God straight for me that had the answer to all my problems.
With wings.
Yeah, that made puddles on the ground part on two halves so the ants could walk through on dry land. I don't know. Anyway, read from Tyler real quick.
"I heard you say your son's due date and it sprouted an interesting thought. March 4th is a very cool date and it would be a good date to be born on."
I agree.
What? "March 4th equals March 4th. Kind of like the Army Command or something. Get it? Haha, just a thought. Tyler from California."
Now, do you get it? Do you get that, what he's talking about?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, I didn't, and I had to reread it 17 times. What he's talking about, for those of you that don't know, is March 4th. Like, March 4th and conquer the world, you know, that kind of thing.
Isn't it like March On?
Yeah, or Sally Forth, like in the Evil Dead, Army of Darkness, you know?
But, yeah.
Yeah, when he's like, Sally Forth, Sally Forth, and then he puts his jaw back on, Sally Forth. Anyway. The year, 1984, my nerdy friends and I enjoyed playing around with the remote control electronics, and putting them together with motorbikes to make robots. I'm not sure where the idea came from to build a water cannon and mount it to the hood of my car, but that's exactly what we did. There were two units. One consisted of a receiver and servos that would aim a nozzle 120 degrees in any direction. Attached to the nozzle was a flexible rubber hose, then attached to a high-powered water pump under the hood. The other unit was a radio-controlled transmitter for controlling the servos that aimed the nozzle, and most importantly, there was a big red button that turned on the pump for firing the water cannon. Usually, I'd be driving, and a friend would operate the water. We'd squirt cars in front of us or next to us. One would aim the water straight up and rain water down on the other car, or if the car was moving, the car behind us would get soaked, and this was especially fun if the car was a convertible, and yes, we did soak some convertible owners. During the summer, pedestrians could also get a cool shower. Most people appreciated this unique feature of my car and would give a thumbs up as we squirted passing cars. I seriously doubt it. I think it was more of a finger up.
Yeah,
but,
I'm angry.
Yeah, I would kill somebody that did that to me.
Would not.
I would. I would want to. I would fight the urge. I would have to. I urge my friends to use restraint and not just squirt anyone, especially not tough-looking bikers wearing leather and skull tattoos. This did happen.
Stereotype.
No, this did happen, and it was not fun. I had a motorcycle gang member drive next to us after being squirted and pound on the window. I pretended like he wasn't there and kept driving as he pounded, yelling at us to pull over. I thought he would follow us until he ran out of gas and kill us both. Or until we ran out of gas. Eventually, he gave up and decided he had better things to do, like go kill some other people or go get some more tattoos or some more leather. What did he expect me to do? Happily roll down the window so he could punch me in the face? But the last straw was when my friend was playing around and he squirted a motorcycle cop the face. After the first near-death experience with a motorcycle, I had warned all my friends never to shoot at a motorcycle. Luckily, this motorcycle was headed in the opposite direction in the other lane, and we were going around a corner. I then instinctively looked behind us as soon as the cop was around the corner. I veered off into a side road in case he decided to chase us. From there, I wound down many small side roads as I could find. We eventually worked our way home, where I promptly disassembled this evil weapon, and it was never used again. Signed only as D. D, thank you. And if you'd like to read that story for yourself, I did feature it on the main page at NOcast.com.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So read from Sammy.
Is Sammy in the chat room?
I don't know.
He has awesome hair. That's all I wanted to say.
Cool.
Hey, James, and not Lauren. Well, one time I was shooting airsoft guns at night and got bored. So me and my stepbrother started shooting them at the stop sign across the street. And then some redneck kids that lived in the house go, "Hey, stop shooting at us."
Oh, hold on. They're redneck kids. So I'll do the voices.
Oh, go do it. You're good.
Hey, stop shooting at us. Hey. I love how they had to come out of the house to tell them that. You know why? Because rednecks, they hold a claim on any signs in the area, and they're the only ones allowed to shoot at it. So if you shoot at a stop sign that belongs to a redneck, you're shooting family. So I'm thinking that's why they came out. I understand. I'm from Georgia. And anytime you go into Georgia, there's going to be bullet holes. Not bullet holes. I'm sorry. Shotgun welts.
Shotgun? That's worse.
Not really. A shotgun... it's not going to really kill you. Not from a distance, anyway. It'll mess you up, but you'll be okay.
I guess.
Anyway, hey, stop shooting at my family! Stop shooting at Red! Don't you see it? It says stop! All right, go ahead.
And I was thinking, why are they saying that? They are totally across the yard. Well, we ignored them. They were like 6 or 7. Like, they were... okay, they were kids. Can you do a little redneck kid voice?
Hey, stop shooting at us!
And continued to ping BBs off the sign. Well, they left for a while and then came back and were all like, go ahead.
Stop shooting at us or we're going to get our daddy. We're one of the few families in this complex that still has one and we are not afraid to use him.
I was like, we aren't shooting at you, so go away. Well, after about 5 minutes of back and forth, we finally started to leave, and then their daddy came out.
Hey, what are you doing to my boys? I'm assuming they're all mine. One of them's got red hair, and I don't, but anyway.
He asked us what happened, and we told him. He yelled at them and not us.
Oh, awesome.
Get inside, you bald-headed, freckle-faced kid. I'm going to beat y'all silly. Don't make me come out here. I was enjoying a beer, and I'd had my pants unzipped, and I was watching the NASCAR. Don't make me come out here again. That stop sign belongs to everybody. I done shot it up enough anyway.
There you go. Send your emails to Lauren McNamara at... No, I'm kidding. A friend of mine used to work at the Golden State Warriors... for the Golden State Warriors back in the early 90s when Michael Jordan was still playing for the Bulls. My friend was a big basketball fan, namely the Bulls, and the Bulls were playing the Warriors. We couldn't have been happier. So we were there. We were on the court watching the Bulls warm up, and lo and behold, a loose basketball rolls to my friend's feet. He reaches down to pick it up and toss it back. When he looks up, he sees Michael Jordan motioning to him to toss the ball. My friend was a pretty good basketball player, but when he faced his idol, he turned into a blithering idiot. Michael Jordan again motions for him to toss him the ball. So he proceeds to granny toss the ball toward Michael Jordan. There's nothing worse in life than granny tossing a basketball to Michael Jordan, I would imagine. Anyway, now I say towards, because in his excitement, he tossed the ball way over MJ's head. Now that is a feat right there.
Yeah, it is.
Michael Jordan could just have reached up and touched
the
ceiling.
He's a giant.
Yeah, he's a giant man. MJ watches the ball sail over his head and then look back at my friend with a semi-perplexed look and says to my friend, "Thank you." Embarrassed and nervous, my friend does the only thing he could think of. He cocks both of his fingers and gives Michael Jordan the double gun and said, "No, thank you."
With
an emphasis on the "you." To top off this experience, at the end of the game when the Bulls were leaving to get on their bus, my friend is waiting with his camera to get a picture of Michael Jordan when Phil Jackson, the coach, walks by. My friend decides to take a picture of him before Michael walks by. And let's see. After he snaps the shot of Phil, his camera starts whirring. He was out of film.
Oh, that's terrible.
As frantically, he looks around frantically for anyone who might have an extra roll of film. Michael Jordan walks by. He makes contact with my friend. He cocks one finger at him, winks, and mouths, "Thank you." True story. Thanks for the show again, Dauphin. So that was awesome. That was good stuff. Thank you for that awesome story. Michael Jordan, the legend, and how embarrassing you can get when you're faced with your... Well, I felt like I was going to be that way when we had Scott Johnson on, because I was just like, Scott Johnson, you know.
You were really like, "I like you guys so much. You are so awesome."
"I just want to touch your hair. Can you send me a cup of your blood?" You know. Oh, gosh. Okay, we do have a couple of voicemails. Here they go. Listen to this.
Hello, nobody's listening. This is The Real McCoy, a.k.a. Caleb, the voice of the middle schoolers. All right, so I just finished listening to the latest podcast, Len Wind, and really great show. And a couple of the listener stories reminded me of some stuff that happened recently with the old lady freaking out and stuff. So as a chair at a leaf raking for charity place, we were going through neighborhoods raking and taking donations to fund this orphanage in Thailand. And it was pretty much a neighborhood full of old people. And an old lady drove past in her car pretty slowly, and I threw the gang-banging sign at her, like a sideways peace sign, and she got kind of freaked out. It was funny watching her expression. I like messing with old ladies when I'm passing them in a car. Anyway, just like seeing people's expressions. Got my button, too, a while ago. Plus, I got another button that Homeschool Nerd gave to me, I think because he got an extra. And I put them on my hat, because I put lots of pins on my baseball cap, and I can show everyone off my pins and tell them about what they mean and stuff.
Well, thank you.
So, great show. Sorry I kind of wandered off onto some bunny trails for this.
Bunny
See you
trails.
Later.
I love this kid.
I do, too. Don't we used to call them rabbit trails? For him, though, the middle schooler, they're bunny trails. Peter Cottontail hopping down the bunny trail. thank you, Caleb. Dude, the old ladies all think that everybody younger than them is a gang member. So thank you for confirming that. And And the funny thing is, you get so old that even people my age, they still think we're all gang members. So even with no tattoos or anything. But here is something. Cyrix wanted to give us a Thanksgiving greeting. So here it goes.
Hey, James. This is T-Rouge from the forums. I just wanted to wish you a happy X-giving to all yours and you and other things.
X-giving.
Happy X-giving, everyone. From Plainview, Texas. Stalkers!
So that was T-Rouge, actually. I'm sorry. Former guest host and former friend of the show.
Former?
Yeah. You took the thanks out of giving. That's terrible. You know, we decided actually in children's ministry Sunday morning, I asked kids how they went and how was the food. And, you know, did you remember to give thanks? And they're all like, yeah. And I said, did you have any cousins over that like you had to share your stuff with and you had to, you know, share food with and your rooms and all this stuff. And they got on your nerves and everybody's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's because the thanks part's easy. It's the giving part that we have problems with. So let's actually, T. Rouge, let's keep the thanks and get rid of the giving. And that would be a lot better. Here's
someone. Are you preaching?
No, because it's blasphemy. I think you can't preach and do blasphemy at the same time. No, I'm not preaching at all.
I guess.
I could preach, woman. Don't even go there. Anyway, speaking of which, I'll throw this in there, dadgummit. If you go to jamcitykc.com, I do 5 audio devotions every single week for my families. And so if you guys want to hear that side of me, you can go to jamcitykc.com and listen to Jam City Family Devotions. I'm not telling you to, so don't be emailing me. I can't believe I used to listen to your show, and then you accidentally tricked me into hearing about Jesus. You know, no, it's all about you. You have to sense me. If you can't handle the man with the plan from Nazareth, then just stay far away. But anyway, here's something that somebody said from somebody. It's really funny, though. Here you go.
Hey, this is Jackson from some of your previous episodes. I just wanted to say you have changed my mind about Georgia. They are the real South, not Florida. Okay, so we're on this trip, and we're going to Georgia, right? And so, you know, we walk into the store, and the lady right there is like, hey there, hon, can I take your order? And I was like, oh my gosh, that is a huge Southern accent. Well, I just wanted to call and say that you have changed my view, and yeah, Georgia is the real South, not Florida, even though we are more South than everyone.
Oh, I guess it cut out. Anyway, he's right. I think he's finally admitting something. You know, we had another convert to the gospel of Kinnison. That's the only thing I say is anything south of Georgia is at the south. Now, there are some areas of Florida that still are there, but for the most part,
I don't even know.
For the most part, it is more north than anything, and it has nothing to do with your position on the map. South is a state of mind. It's an attitude.
Oh, I know.
It's all that. So, yeah, I mean, I know the area you're from. I'm very familiar with all of that, Lauren. You know, but you go to Orlando, you go to Tampa, you go to Lakeland, you go to Jacksonville, you go to Miami. You know, those places are not South. They're just not. But you know, you go where my family is, Ocala and Old Town and you know, Gainesville. I guess Gainesville's a college town, so that's not really counting either.
Yeah, it is.
But you go around that area, and there are some really, you know, there's still cows and stuff, and people that really like them. So
yeah, where I live, it's all like New York and New Jersey, and yeah, and rich old people from New York and New Jersey.
I already said that in the chat room.
I'm not rich.
You have a Mac. You have a Mac, and you have a T-shirt with your name on it, and so that makes you rich.
You're jealous.
I am. I have a shirt with your name on it. That's my whole goal in life. Anyway, let me see, make sure we didn't... we got a giveaway button. I forgot to do it last week, and nobody even remembered to tell me. So I don't even have to... I don't owe anybody one. We could give it away for a email or a voicemail. I'll go ahead and tell my vote. My vote is... but Dauphin already has one. He had a great story.
Yeah, he has one. I kind of like the one from our consonant D.
Let's see. Ah, yeah, I agree.
That was a good one.
I absolutely agree. So, D, you know who you are. Me and him have had several back and forth conversations through email. You can give me your address if you will, and I will send you your very own Nobody's Listening button. So, that would be awesome. we got some closing statements that we always do. And I like playing that. This is my daughter. Anyway, call us with your stories, 816-298-0823. Email us at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us online, nlcast.com. We have a full-blown website, believe it or not, because we're not just a podcast. We're also a web presence. We have forums, a social network, guest calendar, daily features, all kinds of good stuff. You can also leave us an iTunes review. Your last count, we have 123, and that's insane, but we need yours. If you haven't done it, it's the least you can do, especially with our 50th episode coming along pretty soon. But even if you don't get to do any of those things, the least you could do, the very least of all, is tell a friend about Nobody's Listening. Help us share the gospel of Kinnison, changing lives, one nobody at a time. All right. Well, Lauren, thank you. Thank you very much for helping me with my show. And,
it was fun.
I hope we can have you back sometime.
I hope so.
Assuming you're met with nothing but praise and accolades from the fans.
Oh, I hope so.
We'll see. I actually just have to ask what Trevor thinks. He's become the brains behind the show.
He's the overseer.
People think we're just joking when we say that, but Trevor is now. He owns my soul. He paid enough money. Sponsored it. But anyway, thank you to our sponsor one more time, Monkey in the Middle Podcast. And you can check that out at heymonkey.blogspot.com. Check him out in iTunes by looking up Monkey in the Middle. If you work with kids, it is an amazing podcast. I am a fan of it myself, being a children's minister. It's just very off the wall. Even if you're not involved in children's ministry, the topics he covers, the way he does it, the segments, very entertaining and very interesting. I especially liked episode number 2, so that's a good one. I suggest it. So that's it. Lauren, you have anything you need to say before we go?
No, I'm good.
Okay, Jimmy. Well, oh, that just sealed your fate right there. It's a good thing nobody heard that, because nobody's listening.
Supposed to do that?
Nope, I did it fast, so you would never be able to. So you would feel terrible that I didn't get to do the Nobody's Listening intro.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.